When it comes to saving for a comfortable life in retirement, Australian women, on average, aren't managing to do it. By retirement, a woman will have typically saved only around half of the amount of superannuation that a man would have. Most won't have an adequate income to live on. Well, today, the Federal Treasurer, Scott Morrison, signalled that the government wants to do something to close that super gender gap. There's little detail so far, but one measure could give women tax incentives to top up their super, for example, when they return to work after a break to take care of children. Experts say that's only likely to help well-paid women, though, and much more will be needed. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
Like many Australian women, 51-year-old Margaret Hayes, who lives at Mooloolabar in Queensland, won't have saved nearly enough superannuation to live on when she retires. She's mostly worked in a bank part-time, with 5 years out of the workforce altogether when she had her daughter.
It was just a pittance what was there. And then 2 years ago, I actually went through a divorce, and that became a whole different ball game as well, because you're never expecting that to happen, and when it does, you know, your asset base is cut in half, and yeah, it's very hard to regain what you had as a couple compared to when you're solo, especially when you're in your 50s as well.
When they retire, women on average will have around half the superannuation of men. 90% retire with inadequate superannuation, and one in five women in the workforce have no superannuation at all. A Senate inquiry is due to report early next year, and the government is already looking at doing something.
The Prime Minister made it pretty clear that we're, you know, not ruling anything in or out on superannuation now. We're having a good look at it.
The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, on Macquarie Radio today.
People over the course of their working life can have their work patterns disrupted. Now, for women in particular, that's been known for a long time. But it's not just women, as you know. It's a lot of carers as well. You've got a lot of people listening to the program today who, you know, life's events have meant that they've had to move out of the workforce. And that means when it comes time when they do go back into the workforce, they're sort of behind the curve in terms of trying to build up their superannuation again. So, look, this is just really identifying that this is one of the issues of the many that we have to address.
Talk of reform doesn't impress Labor's new spokesman on superannuation, Jim Chalmers, who points out cuts made by the Abbott government have affected 2.2 million Australian women on low incomes.
The government wants you to believe that they care about women in the superannuation system at the same time as they attack the retirement incomes of Australian women. We have a situation where they're cutting the low-income superannuation contribution and freezing the superannuation guarantee at 9.5%. And like a lot of things when it comes to the Turnbull government, it's really important that you look at what they do and not what they say.
One measure being considered by Scott Morrison is aimed at helping women returning to work after caring for children top up their super to make up for the time off. At the moment, they're taxed on extra contributions of more than $30,000. That's only likely to help well-paid women, according to Professor Miranda Stewart from the Australian National University.
Most women are going to be on relatively low wages. It's quite a substantial contribution to imagine that they may be making more than $30,000 in contributions to super in any event. So a measure like that, while it will help some women, is likely only to help women who have higher income.
Professor Stewart supports a well-funded age pension as part of the solution.
I would also like to put in a plug for the age pension. We, of course, do have, you know, fiscal cost of retirement and other transfers, and we do need to be mindful of that. But our age pension means tested, and it does provide a secure funding in retirement for people who are not earning sufficient money in the workforce. You know, who are unpaid carers.
As Scott Morrison made clear again today, the government wants Australians to save for their own retirement and rely less and less on the age pension. It's a direction Margaret Hayes in Mooloolabar is all too aware of.
Well, I'm hoping there may be still an age pension, some, but, you know, for someone like my daughter, there won't be. And that scares me because, you know, if they don't start now, and the government doesn't encourage that, where will they be?
Margaret Hayes ending that report from Peter Donald.